You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, a very good morning to each and every one of you. Great to be with you today. What do we say? Oh, we say WTW, don't we? Yes, of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday. We made it halfway through the week. Give yourself a round of applause. Great to be with you this morning. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3. We're a minute after the hour of 7 o'clock. And I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you going right through until 10 this morning. Let's see, who have we got for a birthday today? I tell you what, let's go back to the year 1862. This is the 4th of October. Edward L. Stratemeyer was an American publisher and a writer of books for children. He wrote in excess of 1,300 books himself, selling in excess of 500 million copies, and created the well-known fictional book series for juveniles, including The Hardy Boys and the Nancy Drew series, among others. You know, one for the boys, one for the girls. Right, let's get cracking.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Have to say, they're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Show me.
Change again, change again, just do it. 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 Change again,
just do.
Need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Well, there we go, easing ourselves in and gently to this Wednesday morning. I tell you what, starting off, that's how we used to wake up in 1975, 76, you know. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and that was Wake Up Everybody. And recorded with Teddy Pendergrass singing the lead vocals on that one. And the song did quite nicely, spent 2 weeks at number one on the Hot Soul Singles chart in early 1976. Right, and there we are, Madonna and Take a Bow. Indeed. So what a nice, subdued way to start off a morning. That's enough of that then. This is the Boomtown Rats. Get a grip. Time-wise, we're exactly 10 and a half after the hour of 7 o'clock. Get a Grip, as I mentioned, comes from the Boomtown Rats off of their album, which was released in 2020, called Citizens of Boomtown. And that was their first album. That was, what, 2020? That was their first album since they released In the Long Grass back in 1984. Citizens of Boomtown met with a sort of mixed reviews from critics at Metacritic, which assigns a weighted average rating out of 100 to reviews from mainstream publications. This release received an average score of 58, halfway there, based on 6 reviews. Thomas H. Green of the Arts Desk rated the album 3 out of 5. It's not bad. Doesn't sort of really sound so much like the Boomtown Rats I remember, but that's not necessarily such a bad thing. Time on the Breakfast Show, just 5 seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So we are going to get you smelling nice, spruced up, on your way to work this morning or wherever it is that you happen to be going. What have we got? Oh, we've got Tavares this morning. Heaven must be missing an angel. indeed. Well, we started off, didn't we, in 1976 this morning, and we're back to 1976. Anyway, out the south, on your way to work. Or, as I like to say, wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. Yes, great disco sounds from 1976 from Tavares. Released as the first single off of their fourth album, which was called Sky High, and was split into two parts. The first part was 3 minutes and 28 seconds in length, while the second part was 3 minutes and 10 seconds in length. So I haven't got a clue why they managed to do that. Heaven Must Be Missing Angel, it was a re-release as well in February of 1986. Some of you are saying, oh, that doesn't remind me of 1986. I've heard that one before and it wasn't 1976. Anyway, it reached number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1976, peaked at number 3 on the Hot Soul Singles chart. Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel with the track Don't Take Away the Music. That spent 2 weeks at number 1 on the Hot Dance Club Play chart and became the group's only gold record. Right, well, let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. Very good morning to you. She was bright and early this morning. And also, I got a little message from our friend from Waved.
Good morning, Jared D and the Breakfast Show team. I have to be honest, I've lost the channel for a couple of weeks, and I was quite sad. Found it back. I can listen to you guys. Thanks a lot for the great music, the great news. In English. Happy Wednesday. Take care, see you soon.
And happy Wednesday to Bastion as well. Great to hear from you, Bastion. As always, lost the channel. What did you do? Change your car? Good morning. Ace of Base. Beautiful life, isn't it? Just.
Show with Jerry D.
Oh, I tell you what, only 16 days to go before the album is released. Yes, the Rolling Stones there, that's called Angry. The album comes out on the 20th of October. I can't wait. Angry, Rolling Stones. We're not angry here, though. We're having fun here in the Breakfast Show this morning. Coming up this morning, it is Wednesday. Andreas is going to be joining us. He's been watching or has watched Sound of Freedom. So we'll find out more about that. Last hour of this morning's program, we're going to empower women, it says here. Empower women. And I'm going to be chatting with Fabiola Penalva. And she's coming in to chat with us in the last hour of this morning's program. And of course, plenty of great music going right through until when? Until 10 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. But right now, time for a quick break.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM. Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @empowomanlatam.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday, the 2nd of December, at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@BritishBallPanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron. And we're almost exactly 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. By the way, those tickets for the British Ball, they're going quick. Don't hang around, all right? Now, let's take a look at some of the international news, throw in a little bit of business as well for this morning. The United States House of Representatives was leaderless on Wednesday after hardline Republicans narrowly won a vote to oust Speaker Kevin McCarthy, an historic move that triggered what will be a lengthy and likely messy battle to find a replacement. It was the first time that the House has removed a Speaker, a position that is second in line to the President after the Vice President. Republicans' lawmakers signaled that they would need a week to regroup, planning to meet on Tuesday. Well, that's a long way off, isn't it? To discuss possible candidates to replace McCarthy, who said he would not run again with votes on October 11th at the earliest. Italian authorities on Wednesday were investigating what caused a horrific bus crash near Venice a day earlier, in which 21 people died, including several children, and 15 were injured. The electric bus carrying foreign tourists returning from a day trip to Venice crashed through the guardrail and off an overpass late on Tuesday. This is in the Mestre district, slamming into the ground more than 10 metres, 33 feet below, and catching fire. Scientists Mungi Bawendi, Luis Bruce, and Alexei Ekimov won the 2023 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, and this was for their discovery of clusters of atoms known as quantum dots, now used to create colour that flat screens use, light-emitting diodes, LED lamps, and devices that help surgeons see blood vessels in tumours. The prize-awarding academy said that the scientists had added colour to nanotechnology when matter is used on an atomic or molecular level in manufacturing, and that their findings held great potential in many fields. Authorities in Thailand were preparing to charge a 14-year-old boy with premeditated murder on Wednesday after a shooting spree at a Bangkok mall using what police said was a modified pistol intended to fire blanks. The suspect had suffered a psychological breakdown in the run-up to the shooting at the luxury Siam Paragon shopping center on Tuesday, in which two foreigners were killed, police have reported. The latest gun violence to shock Thailand in the past 3 years. Russia tested its emergency public warning systems across the country on Wednesday, blaring out sirens and interrupting some television and radio broadcasts to warn the population to stay calm. The test, which was first conducted in 2020, is part of a new initiative that requires authorities to conduct tests twice yearly, starting from the 1st of September. It comes, though, amid, of course, the war in Ukraine that has triggered the deepest crisis in Russia's relations with the West since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. And former Russian TV journalist Mariana Ovsyannikova, who captured world attention when she burst into a news broadcast with a placard that read, "Stop the war and they're lying to you," was sentenced in absentia on Wednesday to 8.5 years in jail. Ovsyannikova was fined for her original protest less than 3 weeks after Russia invaded Ukraine on February the 24th of 2022 in what it called a special military operation. Foreign military forces cannot stay in the Maldives, President-elect Mohamed Mouizou told a rally celebrating his victory in closely watched weekend presidential elections that are expected to redraw ties with India and China. Mouizou, who beat incumbent President Ibrahim Soli in a second-round runoff on Saturday, is backed by a coalition known to be close to China, and championed an India Out campaign a few years ago against a small unit of Indian military. Typhoon Koinu headed towards southern Taiwan on Wednesday, bringing heavy rain and winds and causing the cancellation of more than 100 flights, as well as the suspension of work and schools. Koinu is expected to make landfall on Taiwan's southeastern coast near the city of Taichung on Thursday morning as a Category 3 typhoon, but then weakened as it crosses the island's southern tip and enters the Taiwan Strait, according to Tropical Storm Risk. Shares in the airline SAS tumbled 95% at market opening on Wednesday after the Scandinavian airline announced new big shareholders late on Tuesday in a restructuring that will see the group delisted from bourses and existing ownership stakes erased. SAS said that US investment firm Castle Lake and Air France, KLM, would become new major shareholders in the airline alongside the Danish state following bankruptcy proceedings. European stocks slipped on Wednesday, hurt by a relentless rally in US and European bond yields as investors came to terms with a higher-for-longer interest rate regime. The pan-European Stock 600 index edged down 0.1%, hovering near a six-month low as of 8:17 Greenwich Mean Time. Automakers, retailers and banks were the biggest sectorial decliners in Europe, falling between 0.7% and 1%, but utilities rebounded from recent sharp losses. Oil, that fell on Wednesday as pledges by Saudi Arabia and Russia to continue crude output cuts to the end of 2023 were offset by demand fears stemming from macroeconomic headwinds. Brent crude oil futures, that was down $1.58 or 1.74% to $89.34 a barrel. That was at 10:45 Greenwich Mean Time, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude, WTI, that fell $1.60 or 1.79% to $87.63 per barrel. Oil prices remain under pressure from demand fears driven by those macroeconomic headwinds. And there we go. That's it. That's a look at some of the international news, a little bit of business thrown in for good luck. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riscio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Swear one Bud Light sip and I buzz back. One Jack and Diane, I'm in the past. Lost in the middle of 17. Yeah, everything about you and me was a tank of gas and a radio song. Down to the right and sing along. One busy kiss, girl, I was gone. Your hand up under my shirt, it still feels like it's right there. Windshield hearts, midnight air. Any good thing, it don't last long. Like a tank of gas and a radio song. Still see your hand out on the wind, that dashboard blue on your skin, that fire, that touch, that wild, that rush, yeah, that was us running down a high. Wish all it took to go back in time was a tank of gas and a radio song. Down to the right and sing along. One busy kiss, girl, I was gone. Your hand up under my shirt, it still feels like it's right there. Was a tank of gas and a radio song. Was a tank of gas and a radio song. Down to the right and sing along. One busy kiss, girl, I was gone. Your hand up under my shirt. It still feels like it's right there. Windshield harsh midnight air. Any good thing, it don't last long. Like a tank of gas and a radio song. Tank of gas and a radio song.
Yes, I don't know about a tank of gas. We've got a machine that's made a lot of coffee. And we've got plenty of radio songs, of course, here on The Breakfast Show. 22 minutes, no it's not, it's 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Me, Jerry D, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you on this Wednesday morning, the 4th of October. Let's pop over to Athens in Greece, shall we, and say good morning to Renee. She wishes everybody a good morning and a happy hump day today. I just looked at the calendar and see that today marks 18 years since Rick and the girls and I left the United States. The girls were just 4 and 6, and we were only supposed to be away for 2 to 3 years in Sri Lanka. That didn't happen. I wouldn't rush back if I were you. We wouldn't change a thing. Neither would I. I came here in 1993. With the intention of being here for a couple of years, setting up some companies and going back to the UK. And guess what? Still here. Be careful what you say, all right? Right. Now, you asked if we could play I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher. Well, if you don't mind, because funny enough, I've already got I Got You, Babe on the playlist for this morning. But if you don't mind, I'm going to play this version. I Got You, Babe. Chrissie Hynde and UB40.
I don't know, baby, if that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Well, there's a guy who had an interesting career. It's a remix, of course, of Canned Heat and On the Road Again. Stefan Pompernack was the guy who remixed that. He was born in Paris back in 1968 to a physiotherapist and a dental surgeon, and spent his early life in Bordeaux in France. His first job was as a waiter in the courtyard cafe of Hotel Costes in Paris. Les Halles district, and he started his DJing at 18 years of age. At Bordeaux discotheques such as Ubu, The Colony and The Dream, and after finishing his studies and national service, Pompernack spent 6 months in London before returning to Paris in 1992. In Paris he mixed at such discotheques as Queen, Follies, Pigalle, The Locomotive, Diable, Les Lombards, and Privilege. 1 year later, he became the resident DJ at La Bande des Douches, where he met Claude Charles, and reportedly in 1997, Albert de Paname introduced Pompernack to Jean-Louis Costes, yes, co-owner of the hotel where Pompernack had worked as a waiter some 10 years prior. This time, Costes hired Pompernack to be the hotel's resident DJ.
We can start a company. the coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
Started off those two with the Soul Asylum and Misery, and followed on there, of course, George Michael and Praying for Time. Well, Praying for Time, I can tell you the time. We're just a few seconds away from the top of the hour. 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @EmpowomanLatam.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
The best place to be in the mornings.
There we go, we're two in a row. We started off with, they come out of France, they're called Variety Lab, and that was Soda Pop Confusion. And following on there, that is Talk, and It's My Life. Time on The Breakfast Show is 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3, of course, Call FM. I think it's trying to find out and see what's happening in... Yeah.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's official. It's Humpity Hump Day. Woohoo! Yes, it is. Oh, my goodness. It is also official. I am old. Oh, man, what a long day I had yesterday, and I was in bed by 9 o'clock. Oh, my God. Exhausted. Ready for sleep. You know you old when you go to bed before 10 or 11, and I definitely felt my age last night. Oh, but it sure felt good to have a good 8-9 hours of sleep. I don't normally get that much sleep. Most of us, you know, we can run on 5 to 6 hours of sleep, 7 if you're lucky. But to get 8 hours of sleep, boy, was that feeling good last night. And even old Chelsea this morning didn't want to get up out of bed. She's like, I like it here. She got herself a bath last night. Ooh, the cook threw her in the shower and got her all lathered up. Ooh, all nice and pretty, smelling good, soft fur, just looking so sweet. Oh, what a good little girl. Well, let's see, what's going to happen today? Got all kinds of things going on. The gardener's got to come a day early because he can't come tomorrow. We were picking these seeds from these beautiful flower plants. This is a fire plant. And we're planting seeds like, so the cook's having a fairy garden right there outside of her Lady Lanyep. Myself, on the other hand, I'm over there in what's called the bitch bunker. And, yep, she's getting work today, too. Oh, look at that. I made a cat bed for the cats, and they are actually using it and sleeping in it. Oh, isn't that nice? Well, did some decoration around, got to get the house in order, getting what is that called? That is called the, oh my goodness, I can't even remember what that name is called anymore. Yeah, I'm getting so old in English, I can't think in English, I can only think in Spanish. That's when you know you've been here long enough. Yeah, we got to get the cabana work done, we got some spackling to do, and then get some paint up on them walls, and poof, then get that thing rented as well. Well, I guess until next week. No, I was going to go to the city this week, but I think I have to wait. I hear there's protests happening today and tomorrow, and I'm not anxious to drive into that. So, until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
there we go. Tears for Fears and Sowing the Seeds of Love. Talking of sowing love.
Wow.
What?
Did you say showing love? That means you're going to be super lovely
to
me today?
Yeah, bye-bye, sweetie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just leaving for
work. It was for her.
No, okay. It wasn't for you.
I thought it was for me. I was I got...
You were excited, weren't
physically
you?
Physically excited. I showed so much emotion.
Yeah,
that
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got to be honest. I was so excited. Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
Good morning, Andres.
It's been a hectic morning. I got a lot of phone calls. I'm doing a lot of... I had to write the review I hadn't written, and I had to send it to Jasmine quickly for you to read it. You probably didn't.
I've got it on my screen in front of me.
Okay. And it's been hectic. I don't have a car, so I had to come in a...
Why?
Because I told you my car, like, blew up, my old car, and I've been trying to buy a new one, but...
You got to use money.
Other than that, the things with the bank and everything, it takes a while. Like, the red tape to get something done with
the bank.
Have
you ordered a new car?
No, it's here. It's been in the shop or whatever you call it.
You just don't have any money.
I don't... The bank hasn't given me the papers.
Oh, right.
I got approved for the loan, but the bank hasn't given me the papers.
So you can't pick up the car?
I cannot pick up the car.
What sort of car is it?
Oh, I'm excited, man. My dream car. I got a minivan.
A real minivan?
A mini minivan? No, we've spoken about this.
Oh,
last
this
time.
Is the...
Yes.
The, yeah, but it's not... It, yeah.
It's not a Mini Cooper.
No.
It is a minivan.
Okay, well, does it have a make?
Yeah, Honda. Honda. Oh.
I've got a Honda Odyssey. Why couldn't you just say that?
Because if I say I have a Honda Odyssey, you have no idea what car it is.
Well, you said minivan, and that didn't give me any idea.
Everybody knows what a minivan is.
Yeah, a mini is a mini Countryman.
No,
with the doors
it's not.
Open at the
Nobody,
back.
When in this country, or in the western part of the world, not in Europe, when people say minivan, nobody thinks of Mini Cooper.
We
nobody.
Call that a people carrier.
People carrier.
Yes.
Sounds like a freight train.
It's for these people that have loads of offspring and dogs.
Well, hello. That describes me. I have two kids and a huge dog.
Oh, yeah, and you just come back from holiday.
I did.
So soon be three, huh?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not even a chance of that. No.
Did you snip?
I am in the process of picking a date to do that, yes.
Oh, I've got some scissors.
No. I'm going to pass on that. Thank you for the offer. I'm
just trying to save you money. Stay a car.
Hey, man. I might take it with this new car thing and this new apartment thing. Yeah.
Oh, you know once you have that done, you'll have a high voice, don't you?
Oh! Maybe I can start singing.
Please don't.
No way. Hey.
Anyway, tell what is it? I think I've seen something about this, movie.
This movie, I really did not want to watch it because it's a difficult subject matter, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But it created a lot of buzz. It created a lot of controversy as well. So I was like, I gotta watch this and talk about it with Jerry. It's called Sound of Freedom. Very popular movie, especially with very religious people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The movie has been associated with the movement QAnon. I don't know if you've heard about QAnon.
QAnon, I've heard about it. But
it's a conspiracy theory movement thing that started happening in the States during the Trump era. And it's gotten a lot of followers and stuff. And the star of the movie is a follower of QAnon or a believer of QAnon. And the person that the movie's based on is also a QAnon. So that started the controversy. And also the marketing campaign behind it. And how the movie came about also garnered some controversy. So, in the positives of the film, I'll spoil it right now. The first positive is amazing campaign, marketing campaign. Because the movie, this movie made more money than Mission Impossible.
Really?
Yes. Which is crazy, because the budget of this movie is about $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the budget for Mission Impossible and Indiana Jones, which both movies got beaten by Sound of Freedom, were $350 million. So you can imagine the financials
of
that.
A lot of happy people. I mean, I bet they become very religious.
So, interesting enough, this movie got made back in the day. This movie, apparently, the director said this movie got made in 2018.
Really?
And they couldn't really get a distributor. They even sold it to Disney or Fox at that point. And after the pandemic, Disney was like, I'm not going to release this. And they offered the producers, hey, you can buy back the rights to it. They bought back the rights and started looking for a distributor. And they found this distributor in Utah called Angel Films, which basically what they do is they do crowdfunding movies. And normally they're religious based, they're faith based, so this kind of stuff. And they took the movie and they saw potential on this, and they started distributing the movie with that kind of angle. Even the director was like, hey man, I don't know if this is what I pictured or whatever. And they were like, hey man, you did the movie, we enjoyed it, let us do our thing. And they did it. And what they did is they added at the end of the film in theaters a message from a message from the star of the film, urging people to keep watching it, to tell people to watch it, to start doing what they called pay it forward, which was people that saw the movie would pay, I'll buy 10 tickets for people to come to the theater and watch it for free. And they started doing that, and the movie just started racking up tickets and racking up money. And the controversy comes from there. Did the movie really make money? Because what happened is a lot of these pay it forward tickets never got used. For the movie, it doesn't matter because the tickets got bought, but nobody actually sat on a seat and watched the film. The producers and directors say that those paid forward tickets was only about 10% of the movie gross or whatever. But that's what I say. Hey, the marketing campaign worked. The movie got to Latin America. It also got a lot of... I got a lot of messages from people like, have you seen this movie? Have you watched it? I'm going to go watch it. Like, I've seen a lot of people interested in this film. And finally, I broke and I watched it. And in the review, it's interesting because I want to review it not in... And this is why I hate... I know I love... a lot of people ask me, like, have you seen this movie? And I haven't seen it. I say, please don't say anything. Because I want to go when I watch a movie. I want to have a clear mind. I want to have a completely no bias towards that film. If even they say it's good or bad, I go in with a bias. Sorry, I'm kind of losing my voice.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I know. So... this movie, I've heard so much things about it, and then I was going with a bias. So I'm trying to review this movie from a super objective point about the film itself and not how it was made or the star or whatever else. I'm in a business sense, I am super amazed about the marketing campaign. I really am. Thank you, Jazz.
Everybody comfortable now?
I was losing my voice. Jasmine helped me with a little water.
Why?
Because... I'm talking. Anyways, so let's get into this film. Okay, first of all, directed by Alejandro Monteverde, okay, director of a movie called Drama back in 2016. He won the Toronto Film Festival for the film, and he made this movie. He has said he's made this movie because he saw a documentary about child trafficking, and he was interested in the subject matter, and he made a movie completely fictionalized, and then the producer found out about this real life agent of the Homeland Security that dedicated himself and quit his job to be like a vigilante of saving kids from sex trafficking, and they twisted the script into this real story of this person. Starring Jim Caviezel. People remember Jim Caviezel for playing Jesus in the movie Passion of the Christ. Remember the Mel Gibson movie that was...
Nope.
You never saw Passion of the Christ?
Nope.
Jasmine, did you see Passion of the Christ? No, Jasmine neither. Okay. Nope. Well, he's known for that. He's known for The Count of Monte Cristo also. Did you see that one?
Nope.
Did not see The Count of Monte Cristo.
Nope.
Tough crowd. Mira Sorvino. Remember her? No?
Nope. Little bit. No.
Phil Camp?
No.
Okay.
Mira Sorvino, no.
Give us the plot, Jerry.
I haven't seen that either.
You haven't seen the plot?
No, I haven't seen that either.
It's written down.
This is the incredible true story of a former government agent turned vigilante who embarks on a dangerous mission to rescue hundreds of children from traffickers.
There you go.
That's it, then.
That's it. That's the plot of the movie.
Okay.
Let's start with positive. As I said before, amazing marketing campaign. The next positive, balance. This is super key for this kind of subject matter. Balance between... uncomfortable and tension. Okay. obviously, as I said before, it's a very complicated subject matter. I was very hoping there was no graphic anything on this movie, and happily there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
There's no graphic anything depicted on this film. There's just the innuendo that things like this happen, okay? Or that a scene is happening behind closed doors that we are not seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think the director made a good choice on that. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that depicted, please. So thank God for that. Next positive, Bill Camp is great. Bill Camp is one of the best character actors we have today. I mean, this man is a working actor. He has 4 to 5 projects every year. Obviously, mm-hmm. he's always a secondary character, but he does a great job. He goes completely into the role. And in this one, there is no different. He is the highlight for me of the film. The children actors, which have the task of performing probably the hardest trauma there is, do an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about kids that you have to tell an actor,
mm-hmm.
okay, you were just kidnapped from your house or whatever, and you were abused, and after that you're on camera talking to somebody about it. Like, this, for a 7-year-old kid actor, this must be the hardest thing to, like,
mm-hmm.
go into mm-hmm. performing.
Mm-hmm.
And they do an amazing job with it, in my opinion. They talk about religion, but don't beat you over the head with it. I think this was key. Like, you don't want to be like, oh, it's all God, it's all God. They do mention him.
Mm-hmm.
It does come into to the motivations of the characters, but it's not over the top. I think it was. I was also looking into that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Camp has standout monologue of the film. Great acting. He has a moment in the film where they ask him, because the character who he depicts was a previously a cartel guy that went to jail and came out, and the hero of the film, the main actress, asks him, why does he do this now that he saves kids after he was in the cartel thing? And
mm-hmm.
why did he
mm-hmm.
go back to the world of the cartel? And he explains his journey. He's like, I went back to it, but I couldn't really get into it. I lost my will, and something happened to me. I don't want to spoil anything, but something happened to me that made me understand that I had a new purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a great job doing it. Like, it's mm-hmm. one of those scenes that it's completely, the camera is fixated on him, a nice close-up of him, and he needs to go through the emotions of the story that happened in his past life, and it's just great performance by him. It feels like the real location. It's like, you feel like you're in Colombia, you feel like you're in Honduras, you feel like you are really in the nitty-gritty of these countries and this world, which I think was fantastically well done. And harrowing first scene to set up the film. The first scene of the film is how the two main kids get abducted,
mm-hmm.
and how the traffickers do it. I specifically got super connected to it, to the moment, because it seems so innocent. A woman comes in, knocks on your door, that you have met previously before, says your kid, hey, he seems like a talented kid. I have this contest, like Star Search or something like that, mm-hmm. that I think he should audition. Could you come to the audition with your kids on this day? The guy's like, yeah, the kids are super excited. He's like, yeah, sure. Takes the kids. They go into a hotel. There's a bunch of kids as well. They're sitting. They're like, okay, you can come back for the kids at 7. He's like, oh shit, okay, perfect. He leaves. That's it. Kids never appear again. It seems so innocent, and I feel like, oh my God, this could happen to anybody. Like, because if you are there and you're like, oh man, your kid could be in a commercial. Like, oh fine, I'll be there. But it's crazy to think, like, those little
mm-hmm.
things
mm-hmm.
can your kid can be abducted. It felt very real to me and very yeah. possible. I think yeah. that's the word. Okay.
All right, we're going to take a musical break. We're just after 16, before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. You are keeping an eye on the time. We're about 10 and a half minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. This is the George Michael, of course, Jesus' Third Child. And we were just talking about this movie, and Andreas basically said to me, it's not something for you. And it, no, it wouldn't. I, as you already know, I'm a great believer in going to be taken out of the problems of daily life, not put in the middle of it.
I know, that's the thing. It's a tough movie, but I guess that's why it became such a big movie, because it talks about something that people avoid.
Mm-hmm.
That happens in real life and happens in our world today, and we honestly,
you haven't got to turn the TV, you see it every day.
Yeah, I tell my wife, like, when she gets all these, like, messages from her sister or some of her friends of horrible news that happens, I'm like, I don't want to hear about it. Like, like, I don't want to bum my day out or something. And then maybe I'm wrong. Probably I'm wrong. But, we avoid it. As human beings, we avoid the bad news. And, this movie tackles it head on. And
as you mentioned, it's done extremely well, so it obviously is something that got a lot of people to go to the cinema.
It's done well. It has, and one of the positives that I didn't mention, it has some beautiful like pictures, like his scenes, and like the person that shot this movie is a professional filmmaker. You can tell it's not a fan that, oh, I'm gonna make a movie about trafficking, kid trafficking, child trafficking, and makes money. No, it's a filmmaker that made a movie. It has some amazing film stuff in it, and it became a hit.
Mm-hmm.
So a little about the negatives here. Jim Caviezel is incredibly stiff, but that's his MO. Like, Jim Caviezel has always been a super stiff actor. Like, he doesn't show a lot of emotion, but I guess the character as well doesn't. It's a character that needs to be very much rooted down, and at some point you could say burnt out, I guess, from all these horrible things he has to see and hear about. But I'm not a huge Jim Caviezel fan, acting wise. I think he was great as Jesus in Passion of the Christ, but again, that's a character that was not very, or at least in my vision of Jesus, he was never a super charismatic guy. I don't know. Mira Sorvino has a cameo role at most. It was so strange to see Mira Sorvino in such a small role. Mira Sorvino, if I'm not mistaken, is an Oscar-nominated actress. And she's been taking a hit. Like, I think she's doing Dancing with the Stars now, so you know when that is happening. The career is not going headstrong. Third act is rushed and becomes unrealistic. There is a real life thing, and there's at the end of the movie, there's shots about the guy's real life, and there's a huge raid on this island where they save a bunch of kids, and they, you see shots of the raid. And but that's not the third act. That's the that's in the middle of it. And then they do another rescue, and that last rescue seemed very implausible. I don't know if that really happened. It seems illogical. He just saves. He goes out to save one kid that his dad, her dad, asked him to try to save. So he's like, I'm gonna go save this one kid in the middle of a Colombian gorilla. So it's like it felt a little superhuman-ish or superhero-ish. That is not the point of the film, in my opinion. And the score kind of sucked. I don't write it there, but I didn't even enjoy it. It's very overly dramatic and a lot of opera kind of themes. I didn't really enjoy the score. I think it was a little over the top. The thing I mentioned before about the religion thing, the score was a little over the top. Those are my negatives.
Okay. And at the end of the day, your final comments?
Final comments. One of those movies that you only watch once. Not because it's bad, but because it's hard to watch. Subject matter that is a real problem in the world and probably doesn't get the attention it deserves. Credit to producers for marketing the way they did, and the success of it proves there is a market for smaller scale grown-up films. Hey, there's people want to see some of this stuff. Particularly me, not a huge fan of that. As you said before, I want to get away from the real life sometimes in movies. Hey man, the movie, it doesn't need my support. It doesn't need my review, to be honest. It was a huge success. Hooray for the filmmakers. Hooray for the producers. They made a bunch of money. And the subject matter got a lot of attention, which it needed, I guess.
I wonder if any of that money will go back to
the cause?
Hmm.
Great question. I have no idea. They say it will, but that remains to be seen.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be one that's on my list, I must admit.
No, I gotta be honest. I would not. I would not recommend you watch it. I told my wife not to watch it. You don't need to watch this.
Having watched it, do you think that was a good thing to do? If you'd known more about the movie, would you have watched it?
I wouldn't have watched it if I didn't do this show with you.
Okay.
I think it was a good movie to do on this show.
If
personal taste, I wouldn't have watched it. No. It did, like, it creeps my attention, the amount of like controversy behind it. Like, those kind of things pique my attention. I sometimes want to watch it. But this one, it's like, I don't know. There's some movies. I remember this was long ago. There was a movie called Human Centipede. Disgusting film. And it got obviously a lot of controversy. But I've never even had an inkling to watch it. It's about a serial killer that does this horrific things to humans. And it's a very graphic movie. And they made like three of them. But I've never seen them. It's horrible subject matter. I don't want to watch it. I see no plus on watching it. So I've never really had even the inkling of watching it.
I mean, it's interesting because I think I mentioned it before, that there's a movie about the guy Dharma who sort of killed people.
Yeah, the TV series on...
I think I watched 1.5 episodes, not because it was bad movie or whatever, but I just find the problem for me is the mental state of that person.
Yeah.
Because... Look, I think we talked about it last week, but these people are just ordinary looking people. These people go and go, there's not a thing on their head that says I'm a bad person.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just normal, nice, sweet people, some of them. And they do. So it's, for me, it's the mental health issue.
I gotta be honest, Dahmer, I had a similar experience. I watched maybe one or two episodes, and I was so drained emotionally afterwards. I was like, I've never gone back to it. And it's gone. Massive attention to for the actor, for the show, et cetera. But I've never gone back to it. Maybe someday I will, but it is emotionally taxing. And sometimes after a long day of work, it's not what you want.
No. As I said, you know, I like TV. If I'm watching something on TV or whatever, sometimes, you know, the news is not normally a nice topic a lot of the time, but. I do like to sort of keep up with the news. It's a bit like an obsession rather than
it's also part of the job. You got to do the news.
Terrible thing when you think about it. That the coach crash yesterday. in Venice. Did you hear that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, a coach carrying travelers back. I think they're going back to their hotel or something. They've had a day in Venice. And this coach went off the flyover 30-odd feet down. 21 people killed instantly. The bus caught fire.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, the thing that gets to me is I think to myself, those people have just had a great day out. They're in a great mood. They're on the bus. They're going back to the hotel, and they don't even know they're never going to get there.
Yeah,
it's tough.
It's you know? Oh, well, and those things happen.
This is a nice, uplifting program.
This is a great show today. Yes. Great hour today. It really gets you to work in a good mood. Well, in good news, Jerry, the writer's strike is over. So
oh, yeah, yeah, I saw
people
that.
Are going back to work. The actors, I'm sure it's going to be over soon.
Mm-hmm.
I predict that it will not pass October, the actor's strike. I think it's going to be resolved soon enough. But the writer's strike, so the late night shows are back. Mm-hmm. Get a lot of comedy there. So, yeah. We're getting some TV shows, hopefully, soon.
All right.
Yeah.
The time for us to quit.
Time to quit this.
Yes, yes.
This super something enjoyable hour.
Yes, go see something cheerful this week.
Yeah, go see Paw Patrol.
Don't forget that one on Netflix I watched called Safe. Try
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, I'm going to try. What? It seems also like a...
No, it's nothing. No. It's a good detective type thing.
Nice.
Lots of twists and turns in it, but... No, there's in that there is nothing particularly.
I'll check it out.
Bad,
gory, nothing gory.
No,
nothing graphic.
Nothing,
got
no,
it.
No,
feel like good. I want some good stuff now.
No, no. Yeah. So yeah, give it a try. It's I watched it in a couple of days. It's,
there you
eight
go.
Episodes.
Oh, I love those.
You know,
short and sweet.
Anyway, look, take care of yourself.
All the best.
And keep busy.
Yes.
Yes, you've been doing three things at once this morning.
Yeah, I am. this is called multitasking at an amazing pace.
There you go, Andreas, with us this morning for this week's movie review. Don't forget, still to come on this morning's program, we're going to be chatting with Fabiola Penalva. We're going to be talking about Empower Women, and that's going to be in the last hour this morning, so that's still to come. Time right now, though, is top of the hour, 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, stay tuned.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
La Línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @EmpowomanLatam.
And don't forget, later on in this segment of this morning's program, that's exactly what we'll be talking about, Empower Women, and that is coming up, as I say, in a little while. Meanwhile, for now, it's back to the music.
Sometimes the river flows, but nothing hurts.
we started off those two with M. Peacock and A Search for the Hero. And this is Donna Lewis, and I love you always, forever. Taking a look, by the way, see who else has got a birthday today, the 4th of October. We can go to 1941 with Anne Rice, a best-selling American author of gothic, erotic, and religious-themed books. Her books have sold nearly 100 million copies. Her best-known book is probably Interview with the Vampire, which was adapted into a film starring Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. Now, there's a movie I don't think I've actually seen. Sure, Andreas has. Big thanks to Andreas once again for looking at the movies. Bit of a tough topic this morning, but apparently a very good movie.
Don't let them get you down. with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Lou Graham and Just Between You and I. Don't tell anybody else. Archie Bell and the Drells before that, and Don't Let Love Get You Down. Keep an eye on the time, 29 minutes, so before 10, just waiting for our guests to arrive. And in the meantime, I'm going to play some of this. I started it yesterday, and I'll get some of it in now. It's from Don McLean. Came off of the album of the same name. It's called Chain Lightning.
When I'm thinking that love's not around, my heart begins sinking. I don't hear a sound, and the world is in blackness. No light shines on me. I suffer no blindness. No one can I see. Then a flash. crash from the heavens like a loud jagged wire, and the silence is broken and the night is on fire. It's like chain lightning, this love that I feel. Who knows where it strikes or when it will hit, how long it will last, or will quit. In the forest I'm burning, struck down by the blast. The fever is churning and the heat rises fast. And those standing nearest can show their concern, but I swear if they touch me that they too will burn. They fear for their or death will soon dwell in the warmth of your love, is the fire of hell. It's like chain lightning, this love. Scatter, and the wind whips the flame, for love will soon shatter what it cannot tame, and the cycle continues from life into dust. With the fire of lust, and I hear the explosion of thunder and rain. The water is falling, the ashes remain.
There it goes, a nice long track, that one. It's about 7 minutes and something, if I remember rightly. But there's part of it, Don McLean and Chain Lightning. Good morning to Mandy. Mandy just got me line. Cry, cry, this American Pie. So that one of my favourites from Don McLean, Chain Lightning. Anyway, Mandy, good to hear from you, as always. Time on The Breakfast Show, we are exactly 23 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. And time to introduce my guest for this segment of this morning's program. It's a very good morning to Fabiola Pinalver.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm Yeah, I'm very good. Thank
you. Can we get this thing a bit closer?
Okay. Here?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, nice and close so we can hear you.
Okay.
Now, we're going to be talking. You are the marketing assistant of Empower Woman.
Correct.
Okay. And it says here, Empower Woman, initiative of Cardigans Group. Let's start with, who are Cardigans Group?
Okay, well, first, Cardigans Group is a marketing association where we present a lot of different formats of events and also marketing media.
Okay. So this is an event put on by them.
Yeah.
To empower women.
Correct. So Empower Women is a multi-format platform created by Cardigans Group, as we said, where strong and empowered women gather together to motivate and empower more other girls as well. So it's basically a place that we have created to exchange ideas where these amazing girls will be telling their stories, telling us some tips on how they have overcome many rough paths they have had in their lives. You know, talk with the audience. So this is basically what we are creating. This is our second edition. Our first edition was last year on mid-October as well. And we had great speakers, nationals, like Majo Grimaldo, Piki Subieta, Bettina Romina, and so many others. For our closing, we had Erika de la Vega. She came all the way here. It was an amazing performance. She really connected with the audience. It was incredible. And, well, this year we are coming with many more surprises.
Oh, okay. And tell me, when you're talking about empowering women, in what way exactly? How do you help them get ahead, get on?
Okay, so we basically, these young ladies, they have overcome a lot of things in their lives, okay? So by their testimonies, we want them to tell their stories to the public and feel safe, like in a safe environment where these things are not happening just to them, you know? They feel like this empathy and they are like, oh my God, I'm not alone, I can do this, you know? Like this safe zone for them.
Do you think things are improving for women these days or not?
I think so. I mean, it's a very slow movement, but I believe that we are making more progress. So with this, we are looking for that, you know, like give that to Panama, you know, more empowered to women.
But tell you what, in actual fact, though, I mean, Panama doesn't do too badly when it comes to women in high place. I mean, our foreign minister's been a woman. Look at the courts. Look at the Supreme Court. There's so many women involved. In fact, the head of the Supreme Court is a woman now.
Yeah, exactly. And in
going
so
in the
many
right
other,
direction. You know?
Yeah, in so many other things. For example, in bank. This year, we're going to have from Banismo, Aimee Sentman, that will be joining us for our second edition. She is the director of the Banking Association of Panama and was elected also president in 2019. So we're making progress in all of our environments.
We'll soon have to have a conference like this for the men, I think.
Yeah, men can go also, of course.
But no, I mean, I think it's a great initiative. And I say by sharing, I mean, I think you mentioned the Piki there.
Piki Subieta.
Yeah.
She came last year.
Yeah.
And it was very great with Majo Grimaldo.
Now tell us about when's the event on? When's it all happening?
Okay, the event with Alliance with Multiplaza. We are having it on October the 21st from 10:30 in the morning, Multiplaza, Plaza del Sol. It's a completely free event. You only have to register on our website, which is www.proyectocardigans.com. And also follow our Instagram, where we are giving all the information you need to know, is at empowermanladam.
Okay, all right. And this is going to... Where again was it going to be? It's going to be in the...
Multiplaza.
Oh, it's in Multiplaza?
Yeah.
Oh, whereabouts in Multiplaza?
It's a Saturday, so it's free for everyone to go and enjoy this amazing girls talk.
Okay.
All right, good. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break for a piece of music. And there's one particular one I was looking for, which is, if I keep going, here we go. It's just simply called Cool Woman. It's John Lennon. Sir John Lennon and Woman. Prior time on The Breakfast Show, we are looking at just 14 and a half minutes before 10. So we've got a little while to go yet. And let me welcome the studio joining us. So we've got Reynaldo Briceño, Director of Cardigans.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good. Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity, again, as I told you before.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And Cardigans Group. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, the thing is that we are an agency. We have now 10 years here in Panama, way back before in Venezuela, where the partners were born. And the thing is that 2 years ago, in 2022, we are proud to say that more than the 80% of the people that work with us are women.
Mm-hmm.
So we began questioning ourselves, what are we doing for them? You know, what are we doing to make them more secure, to make them more achievable and more looking to their goals? And we were wondering, why don't we make an event for them? You know, and then we began doing small things that Jasmine went to some of them. And then last year we were questioning ourselves again. And what if we go to Multiplaza? It's a very big place, a very free place for the people to come. And we went with them, and they were really happy to be with us. And then we held an event. We had more than 1,000 people last year, women and men.
Mm-hmm.
So this year was now what's the challenge, no? So the challenge was that they gave us two different things. One, that the event this year is going to be held on a Saturday, so people that work will have more opportunity to be present. And the second is that they changed the place. Right before, we had Plaza La Luna, which is the square that is nearby Starbucks.
Okay.
And now they gave us the very big one. You know, the one where they put the Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah, every December.
We're going to be like, we're going to be held in like for 2,000 or 3,000 people. So it's going to be a total free event, and we are more than happy that to present the more than 28 speakers that we're going to have.
Wow.
From business to sports to dance to whichever of the health of accompaniment that all the girls could have. You know, we have, as Fabi told you before, we have Mrs. Jaime. She is the president of Banismo. Is the first president, the first female president to be held in the Latin American comarch from the banks,
right.
And then the second one to be held in Panama. So, I mean, listen to her story. You could, be, I mean, she. What we want is them to inspire women, no matter what age they are, to be focused on what they can achieve. Okay, and that's the main thing. We have her. And for closing this year, we have Daniela Alvarez. She's a Colombian. She was Miss Colombia in 2011 and 2012. Yeah, exactly. She went to Miss Universe in 2012, and then her leg has to be had to be amputated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she has a great story. Like after that, what happens? You know, like and imagine a girl like her. Like she knew to do was to make TV. So, and in that world that the appearance is the most important thing, imagine that you wouldn't have a leg. So, her story is awesome, and she's going to share it with us. Actually, yesterday, she had an appearance in EXMA, Colombia, EXMA Bogotá, and it was totally crazy. And she's really happy to be with us this year again.
I mean, that's
And we are more than happy.
And honored to have her. She is a symbol of resilience and empowerment.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, one thing I was just saying to Fabiola as you were coming, you know, about in a way, Panama doesn't do too badly when it comes to placement. I said our foreign secretary, a lot of our people in government, it's the high echelons are ladies, and also, of course, you know, look at the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Look at some of these huge cases which are up for trial right now. These are all being done mainly by women.
Actually, the thing is that we're good, but we can be better. I mean, we have conversations with people from the Asociación Directora from Panama, and what they tell us is that the rate should be 70% of the woman could be allowed to be in, I know, for example, in boards.
But Reynaldo, you know where that has to start, don't you? You know, if you want to empower women, start in schools.
Exactly.
Because the education here is not sufficiently good enough.
Yes.
You know, to bring people up, not just women, I mean the boys as well.
Yes.
We really have to do something about education. That's where the empowerment has to start.
Yeah.
And, you know, I agree with you. But when you're looking at statistics, I mean, you know, well, before I ended up doing radio, I mean, I ran companies in the oil business, and that's what brought me here in the first place.
Okay.
And when it comes to, you know, employing women, I mean, when I came here, I employed a lady as my administrator to help me set everything up and run. And when she retired, I had a call from the Social Security, or the, you know, did she really earn this much money?
Wow.
And I said, yes, she did. Because I paid on the basis, I pay on value. But what, because you see now, oh well, the board of directors has to have 45, 50% women.
Yeah.
How can you do that? Because you get to the board by merit, not by gender.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's one thing I have a little bit of an issue with is dictating. I believe 100% believe in women in position. Margaret Thatcher was one of the toughest women you ever come across.
Yeah.
Look what we just saw, Angela Merkel. From these are women. Sorry. These women are tough. They're
powerful
good.
Women.
Yeah, they are powerful.
Yeah, the thing that I was telling you about that statistic is because they have been working to get this woman from their value, not their gender.
And
only two of the organizations, the big organizations that they are reading on, have worked on it. Mm-hmm. You know, they say that, well, everything is good, but we can do better. That, mm-hmm. That's like the theme for them. We can do better. No, we can be better. We can do better because, I mean, we, in Cardigans, we believe in women. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we encourage them all every day of the week. Like, you can do it. You can do it. Come on. Let's do it. What can I do to make mm-hmm. you feel better? What can mm-hmm. I do to make you reach your goal? Okay. And not only inside, in the outside, we have people like Jasmine and many female friends that we believe in them. And we are always like looking what we can do with them, mm-hmm. not for them, mm-hmm. with them. Mm-hmm. and I think that's the main difference, okay? Mm-hmm. Because when you want to achieve something that is really bigger than you are, you have to ally, okay? You have to get your allies and you have to grow up together. And every relationship should be win, win, win.
Mm-hmm.
Because if one of the parts doesn't win as the other two, there will be a trouble. But that's why we're working on Empowoman, and we're really more than happy to be here with you guys.
No, it's a great thing. And I mean, I like the format because it's going to be pretty much open.
And
if you're going to be doing it in the middle of Multi Plaza.
Yeah. And actually, every participant that get to the event, they will get a kit
mm-hmm.
with products from all our sponsors. So imagine it's a free event. You're going to mm-hmm. get a lot of knowledge, okay, and a lot of sympathy from many women, not only the ones that are going to be on stage, but the mm-hmm. ones that are going to be receiving the information, okay? And then you're going to get a lot of free products just to be there. So it's a really great opportunity, and we're really thankful to our allies and to our sponsors that they have made it possible.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for them, we wouldn't be here, actually.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad you are here. We just got about a minute to wrap up. So just remind everybody, it's going to be in Multi Plaza.
Okay, so it's going to be the 21st. It's a Saturday. It's from 10:30 in the morning in Multi Plaza, Plaza del Sol.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely free event. You only have to register on the website, www.proyectocardigans.com. And also follow our Instagram to get all the information you need to know. It's at EmpoWomanLatam.
And we're going to have a lot of surprises. Not only the one on the website.
Exactly.
You're going to have a lot of things that we have to be undercover till the 21st.
All right. And just in case you missed that.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid y Sacha Nikita, este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @empowomanlatam.
There we go. Now you know.
I got chilly, you know? look, I'm not kidding. Mamma mia.
It happens to everybody on this show. Yeah. So, Ronaldo, Fabiola, thanks very much for being with us. And we're going to be reminding everybody with the ad over the next couple of weeks. And
thank you very much. Wish
you good luck. Next year you have to put one on for the men.
Yeah.
We need all the help we can get.
We've been told to, and now you're going to be the first one.
Exactly.
Don't worry.
You're right.
Thank you, Jerry. You've been awesome with us, not only with Empowoman, with IF Panama, and all the things that we do at the agency, and we're really mm-hmm. happy to be here again with you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it. That brings us to the end of this morning's show. Big thanks once again to Ronaldo and Fabiola from Cardigans, and also to Andreas this morning for looking at the movies for us. Bit of a tough movie this morning, but not one that will be on my list, I don't think, to go and see, but a tough topic. So thanks to Andreas, and thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for her check-in this morning, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, social media, well, you name it. She does everything. I just sit here and play music. I know how to enjoy myself. So big thanks to Yasmin, my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, looking after Mum in Windsor. And he gets all of our background information for us on the show, and to the boys and girls at Group of Gravers, which is on and be turning us off in a few seconds time. So big thanks to them, and to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. You know what we say, do it carefully. Why? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.